It's time for 1313 Harbor, the podcast hosted by Jasmine and Michelle.
Welcome to 1313 Harbor, the podcast, where two adult daughters are exhausted because they spent the entire night partying with the Disco Yeti. I'm Jasmine.
And I'm Michelle.
And did we? Did we party with him? He didn't move. We just danced around him.
Exactly. And there was a strobe light and we made it work.
We just like froze and then Dale ran around us and moved the strobe light.
That's right. That's how we party. We don't move. We make other people move for us.
Disco Yeti 2019. Boots and cats and
boots and cats and boots. We begin today with breaking news.
So, Michelle.
Hi.
Did you know that Spider-Man will stay in the Marvel Universe?
I had heard that.
Yes. The friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Uh-huh. Did you see the thing Tom Holland posted?
Yeah, from Wolf of Wall Street.
I saw that before I saw the news, and I was just like...
out of context. What?
Just like, oh, is he trying to prove that he's older by showing that movie? Like, guys, I watch Wolf of Wall Street.
I'm a grown up now. Yeah, I had no idea what he was talking about. And then it was like, oh yeah, Spider-Man staying in the MCU. And I'm like, well, yeah, of course. I mean, I knew that there was the discussion or whatever, but also it's like, it makes a lot of money.
Yeah, I knew there was no way they weren't going to figure it out eventually.
Yeah.
So I'm just happy that they did. It did take longer than I thought it would.
Oh.
I thought it would be like, because didn't it happen like right before D23? And I'm like, tomorrow it's going to be done.
Yes, and remember, so someone at D23 put a picture of Spider-Man and some candles in front of the big D23 sign.
Like a memorial sign.
Oh my gosh, it was so funny. I was like, well played.
Well played, fans of Spider-Man or Spider-Man. Spider-Man. So yeah, we're Spider-Man stands here, so we're happy.
Sure.
It does feel funny. All the Spider-Man movies that are just Sony movies feel like they have a different tone than the Spider-Man movies that like Captain America, the third one.
Oh, okay. So, like...
his character feels a little different.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So, Far From Home Spider-Man feels different than, like, Endgame Spider-Man.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Got it.
I don't know. That might just be me. And not vastly different. It just feels like he's a little... I feel like the Sony ones are a little edgier.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, they're just a little more, like, you know, they make jokes that I'm like, I don't know if they would make that in a Marvel movie.
Huh.
Yeah.
I definitely haven't noticed. I am not the biggest Spider-Man fan. He's definitely not my favorite Avenger. I always go see the movies just because I want to know I love Marvel. That's my number two Disney owned fandom. For me it's Disney, Marvel, vast break, then Pixar, another vast break, then Star Wars.
See, I would say for me it's probably I put Star Wars first, then probably Marvel, then I might put Disney third, and then Pixar's like at the bottom.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a surprise.
Yeah. I do like Disney movies, but just like I will be more likely to see a Star, like I've seen every Star Wars movie in theater. I haven't seen every Marvel movie in theater. Definitely haven't seen every Disney movie in theaters. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen a lot of the Pixar movies. And that's the sound of millions of people clicking off.
Sorry, bye.
I mean, I love Pixar and Disney princesses. They're my favorite. Ding. So Epcot announced their festival lineup for it's the end of this year and the beginning of next year.
Woot, woot.
They really like, basically they don't like summer festivals. They like every other season festivals.
Well, it is like lava hot.
Yeah, it is.
So unless the theme is like, good luck.
You don't need to draw in tourists during the busy season.
Exactly.
They're not like, let's add to this chaos here.
Right. Let's put more.
So,
We see a Jackson Pollock painting and we're like, let's put glitter on it. It's like, no.
Epcot International Food and Wine Festival is now through November 23rd. I've always wanted to go to that. One day we will. But this is a crowded time for Disney World. It used to be Halloween wasn't, but then ever since they started doing Mickey's Not So Scary, this is a pretty popular time.
Yeah, I mean, everything looks amazing.
It does.
But, Epcot, food and wine. I would go to food. If you were like, let's do a turnaround trip Friday to Sunday just for food and wine, I would be like, yeah, I'm fine with that.
I wish I could sleep on a plane like you, because then I would totally do that. Like, we'll just sleep on the plane, wake up, party hard, come back.
I guess we could do it Friday morning instead of Thursday night.
I can just not sleep too. That's also an option.
Well, we could do anyway. Now this is Now this is travel plan with Jasmine and Michelle.
Let's do our first trip first.
Oh.
Then, yeah. Like, no, 10 trips first.
Yeah.
practice trips. Then there's the International Festival of Holidays, November 29th to December 30th. So, celebrate. I think, yeah, that's just like their normal holiday stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have like Papa Noel.
Yes.
In England, I want to say. Mm. And then like, I want to see the Three Wise Men or somewhere.
Yeah.
Also, other
They're
People
also there.
Are there?
I don't know if there's any holidays besides the four we mentioned. There could be.
There could be, but I think there's like extra stuff. Like, I think in Mexico, they say the story of the poinsettia.
Oh, okay. So it's like cultural celebrations as well that tie into the different holidays.
I think so. I could be lying.
International. I mean, that is the theme of Epcot.
Yeah. I could, but also, I could have totally be lying right now.
I hope so. Let's pretend that they do that.
That I'm lying or that they do that?
That they do that.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to pretend that you're lying.
Okay.
In Iran, for Persian New Year, they have Papa Nowruz.
Oh, who's
which
that?
He's like Santa, but for Persian New Year.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. Fun fact.
Great.
A lot of Papas.
Papa John.
Papa Giorgio.
Papa Gigio.
So there's the international, so basically they're all international. International Festival of the Arts, January 17th to February 24th. So that
will
we
be there?
Yeah, we will be there.
Oh,
yeah,
we'll be there.
So we'll get to celebrate the arts.
Celebrate the arts.
We'll celebrate the arts by, drinking the throwing wine.
I drank all the throwing wine. I feel like I have a hangover, but I haven't had alcohol in like 2 weeks? A week since Benihana.
Are you just tired?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I've been up.
Or dehydrated.
Honestly, probably dehydrated. Mm-hmm. I've been up early reading Bob Iger's book.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to bring a piece of news to the table.
Oh, I love it.
So last Monday, Bob Iger's book, A Ride of a Lifetime, or The Ride of a Lifetime. Anyway, you can look it up. It's under Robert Iger, though, not Bob. Mm-hmm. His book came out. He said in it, it's not a memoir. It's more like a management book, but
just for success.
It's a memoir. but it's cool because in the back you can look up like Disney topics, or you can look up topics. Like there's an index.
Oh.
So the first thing I did was looked at Beauty and the Beast, and he only mentions them in passing.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like,
is there a section on sexuality?
There's a section. Yes, because there's a section on Michael Eisner.
Okay.
Yes, there is. I haven't gone through it. There's a lot of Eisner stuff, but yeah, it's pretty cool, and I think I'm going to have the opportunity to go to the lot sometime soon.
Ooh.
And I'm going to bring it with me, and maybe I'll be like, can you sign?
Bringing your delivery of Dunkin' Donuts?
Yes. Be like, here, D squared.
I hope I get to go to the lot soon as well.
We can only hope.
So then there's also the International Flower and Garden Festival, March 4th through June 1st.
Great.
But back to Bob Iger. how far have you gotten in the book?
I'm in the second chapter.
Okay.
Yeah. He's just talked. Well, in the prologue, he outlines all of his management tips. So it's like,
get it out of the way.
Integrity, giving second chances, a lot of really good pieces of management advice.
He takes the mind grapes and he
squeezes them into Welch's grape juice. Yeah.
I think people need to watch 30 Rock.
I think so too.
If you don't understand our podcast, it's a 30 Rock reference.
It's 30 Rock or John Mulaney.
Yeah. End of list.
Yeah. Those are all the, like, I need to watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine more, other than just saying noise and toit.
And cool.
Yeah, that's it. Sometimes I quote Drunk History, but pretty much 30 Rock and John Mulaney.
I mean, those are excellent choices.
Yeah.
Hundreds of plant-based dishes are coming to U.S. Disney parks.
So exciting.
Vegan and vegetarian food.
That's awesome.
I just thought it was funny that they described it as plant-based. I was reading the article and I couldn't see, I think I saw the word vegan once. So I'm just like, is there a reason?
Probably.
They're not
I
using
think
the
that
word
those
vegan?
Are kind of like triggery words.
Oh, okay.
This is 1,000% speculation, but like, you know, it's like, how do you know someone's a vegan? It's like, oh, well, you don't have to ask. They will tell you, which is a stereotype. But maybe it's like a trigger word thing, or they don't want to get caught up. Or maybe they're not really vegan. They're just plant-based. Do you know what I mean?
And it could be a legal thing. Like, because they cook food, so this is all pure speculation, next to each other. So it's oh, meat essence smelled upon this, so we can't call it vegan. I don't know. Who's to say?
Who's to say about essence?
She just held up some face essence.
That I've been dying for. And Jasmine, she made my dream come true. Do.
So all major quick service restaurants will now offer plant-based food options for Walt Disney World and Disneyland resorts. Look for the green leaf on the menu to find these options. Wink. These vegan delights will be rolled out October 1st at quick service locations and October 3rd at restaurants. Somebody once told me that it was hard to find vegan and vegetarian options at Disneyland, especially at the international parks, but this doesn't apply to them. Mm-hmm. This is just the U.S. parks. So now Disney's making it a little easier to be healthy.
Well, when I was vegetarian for a little bit and...
Those 6 hours were the worst of your life.
Worst. But it was frustrating because I would be like, hey, I have a special dietary situation. Do you mm-hmm. have like a microwave? And they're like, no. No, we don't. You have to give us money for food. And I was like, oh,
it's
yeah.
the heat of children's laughter. We'll yeah. cook your food.
Exactly. So
They list, if you go to the Disney Parks blog website, they list some of the food options. Or just go to your local Disney park and explore, starting October 1st, what they have to offer. Nom, 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 nom. I'm not a big fan of vegetarian food because it has a lot of vegetables in
and
it.
And you don't
I do
like
not.
Vegetables. So I've learned.
So I'm like, give me a salad, hold the vegetables. I just want a pile of croutons. Possibly with some cheese on it. So Cinema Blend, which is a website, recently rated the Ghostbusters Haunted Maze as their favorite Universal Studios maze. Ugh. So they ranked all the Universal Studios maze, and that was number one, and Stranger Things was number two.
The videos I have seen from the Ghostbusters maze are a maze
they really
thing.
They really are. I was watching a ride-through, and normally they terrify me, but that one, the jump scares actually didn't bother me, because like... spoilers. One of the jump scares was the key master like poking his head out, and it's like, Rick Moranis, I'm never scared to see you.
I'm like, hey, buddy.
It was funny seeing like
Buzzy.
Buzzy, how are you doing? Seeing guys like who kind of look like Dan Aykroyd or like Harold Ramis, but clearly aren't.
Right.
Like mouthing lines from the movie that were read by another voice actor.
I love it. I really wanted to go. I almost got Dale to go. And then a friend of the podcast, Lonnie, I was like, you've been a few times. How scary is it? She's like, it's so scary. And then I was like, never mind.
I'm trying to get Allison on the podcast so we can interview her, because she went to all the Universal Horror Nights and she's been to Not Scary Farm, neither of which we have been to.
I just want to pay. Can I just pay $25 to do Ghostbusters?
Yeah. You're like, I'll pay $20 to park, and then I'll pay $30 to just go to Ghostbusters and get a chocolate frog and head out on my way.
I'm out. Thank you.
Yeah. I wish they did that, because I'm sure there's a lot of people who just want to see Stranger Things, and because that one's not super scary either compared to the rest of them.
I just wouldn't get the references. I only watched season one and two.
Yeah. Well, this one, it's based off of season two and three.
Oh, yes.
And there's even literally a sign that's like Stranger Things 3, and it like transitions from 2 to 3.
Oh.
They did that when they used to have the American Horror Story mazes, like, and they would have multiple seasons. There would be signs up where it's like Roanoke Hotel.
I wish that they had an American true crime one, and it was like the People versus O.J. Simpson.
Oh, you just walk through and you just see scenes, like very accurate recreations of the scenes.
That's horrible. I don't wish that.
Dollywood's Harvest Festival has returned for its third year. This event features Great Pumpkin Luminites, an exhibit of pumpkin-based sculptures. So it's cool. Like, there's a pumpkin spider and, like, a pumpkin. I don't know. I
and then you're like, do y'all have pumpkin pie? They're like, no, I'm sorry, sweetie. We are out of pumpkins. Yeah. We use them all to decorate. Be like, but I just want some. You don't have any pie? Like, no, I'm sorry.
Sorry, y'all. I just thought this was funny. I was reading the rules for this event. Guests are not allowed to dress like Dolly or Santa.
Okay.
And I'm like, who showed up as Dolly and who showed up as Santa?
Right. Like, Santa, 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 Santa.
What if I showed up as Dolly Santa?
That's what I'm
saying. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm Santa and I'm Dolly Parton too.
This event was rated the number one Halloween event theme park park event by USA Today. So beating Universal Studios, Disneyland, Knott's Berry Farm, all those. So this was rated the top Halloween event and it's family friendly.
Does Knott's do something fun like the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown?
I do, and that's actually in the news.
What?
Yeah, they actually do. They have a daytime and a nighttime event. So
tell me.
Let me.
Tell me.
Skip ahead.
No, you tell me in order.
Tell me in order.
Because I don't want to mess up.
Okay, yeah. So one more bit of news, then we get to that. I get the news, basically, it's in chronological order.
Oh.
From October 1st through November 7th, the Bantastic Cavalcade will entertain guests before the fireworks. Mickey's Mixed Magic will return from November 1st to the 3rd, so very long.
Wait, this is at Disney World?
This is Disneyland. So basically at the, I think today or tomorrow is the end of your favorite, parade, the Electrical Light Parade.
Get away from
me. And they're replacing it with a cavalcade, which is just characters bopping down the street. So they're going to do that before the fireworks.
Oh.
I don't know if it's Halloween themed, but that would be in theme if they did that, because it's before the Halloween fireworks. So then the Halloween fireworks are going to end. And then from November 1st to the 3rd, they're going to have Mixed Magic come back. Then they're going to start the Christmas nighttime entertainment beginning, or the holiday nighttime entertainment beginning November 8th.
Oh.
So yeah, that's just the schedule.
Gosh, can I tell you? Like, we're in it. Like, we love theme parks and we find out, like, everything. But, like, can you imagine how difficult it must be for people who are like, I just want to see the parade and fireworks. Like, sorry, we don't have a parade. We have Mickey's Mixed Magic. It's like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what. Sometimes I feel bad.
Yeah, like, oh, character cavalcade. Like, oh, Donald will wave to me.
I'm like, so is that a parade?
Yeah.
Like, I don't, you know.
No, it's just, yeah, it's characters, but they do wave to you and it's awesome.
Yeah, and Gaston talks to you.
He does. We talked to Gaston for a long time.
It was cute.
It was, I think, I notice a lot of the characters get very animated when they see a camera on them because I think they're all hoping for their, because they're actors. Wink. Sorry. Plug your children's ears. They're real people. Plug your children's ears. They're actors, so they, you know, they all want that viral moment.
Oh, sure, like that one evil queen that's like,
yeah,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, she was on some news outlet.
Good Morning America.
Yeah, Good Morning America. And I've seen that queen before, and she's wonderful.
I've never seen her.
Yeah, I've seen her. She also is friends. There's one of the queens is Cruella as well.
She must be a fabulous Cruella.
Oh, yes. I can't remember which one, if it's her or a different person, though. But basically, all the villains are the best. I saw a video of that queen seeing a butterfly, and she thought it was a spy from Snow White. And she's just like, Snow White is spying on me. She's pointing to a butterfly.
Like, look how luminous and beautiful I am.
Basic,
she's hilarious.
If you want a good interaction with a face character, particularly if they're a villain, film them.
Mm.
And I feel like they're really just like, oh.
Turn it on.
Because they don't know who's like a big Instagrammer, who's not. We look very famous, apparently.
We do?
No.
Okay. I was like, oh, I didn't know that.
I mean, I have pink hair and dress eccentrically, so.
Who's to say?
So now getting back to what you were asking about, Knott's Spooky Farm began September 27th, a family-friendly and Jasmine-friendly Halloween event. It's at Knott's Berry Farm, and the family-friendly spooky twists were added to Timber Mountain Log Ride, and there is trick-or-treating.
Aww.
So basically, it's like, Knott's Berry Farm during Halloween time is a little lackluster because so many of it is, much of it's taken over by mazes, which obviously they can't dismantle every day.
Right.
So it's just a lot of like blocked off areas, but it's nice that they have some trick or treating. They have, they changed the timber ride. I know they used to have scare actors on that ride during Not Scary Farm, but now I guess they're just turning that into it. It's basically the town. So the ride's like you go through and see different old Western scenes. The town is celebrating Halloween.
Hmm.
So I'm sure they just like retrofitted it, added some pumpkins.
I'm glad there's not actors because like any log flume ride, I'm just terrified of falling in.
Yeah.
Well,
all the actors, when the videos I saw, were at the emergency exit. So it's like, it's not even very scary. It's like you're just going through a hallway and then, like, there's, you know, they're very clearly marked.
Right.
Just like Frankenstein's monster pops out. Like,
exit here.
May I assist you, madam, before I throw you in the river. So I kind of want to go to that, but then also I just don't want any chance of seeing anything from Not Scary Farm.
Not even a wall.
Not even a wall. I'd be like, nope, black curtain, nope.
That leaf? Nope.
That leaf has bad intentions.
Get out of here.
They also have cookie dough now at, like, they serve it like ice cream, which I love when they have cookie dough like that at Knott's Berry Farm, and I really want to go. Have you not heard of that?
No.
There's like, it's not really becoming a trend yet. There's only a few places like this. They serve cookie dough, and I think it doesn't have eggs in it. And they kind of basically serve it like ice cream, and it's delicious.
Cute.
And I want it all the time.
Cute.
All the time.
Oh, okay. Super cute.
Wow. So Disneyland Skyliner opened today, actually. So today is
Disney World.
Sorry, Disney World. Everything's Disneyland. Yeah. So the Disneyland, The Disney World Skyliner opened today. Today is Sunday. So by the time you listen to this, it will have been open for a bit. Mm-hmm. It will be up and running. And it just looks awesome. So I heard, I don't know if this is true, but a few people were saying that it's just meant to take you from Epcot to Hollywood Studios. And that a lot of the other stops you can't go to unless, like, you have a reservation or, like, are staying at that hotel.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I don't know how you reinforce that.
You probably have to, like, show someone something.
Okay.
Like, that's not how it works on the monorail.
Mm.
So on the monorail, like, if you're like, I want to take the scenic route to mm-hmm. Magic Kingdom, you can get on the monorail and, like, go to each hotel.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess maybe this one. Well, yeah. At California Adventure, you used to be able to go from the hotel into the park, and now you need to show them a reservation or a receipt that you ate at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Which is...
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, so you can't go through that special side entrance anymore? Oh.
Not in the morning, at least.
Okay. Yeah, I think in the afternoon, it's just laissez-faire. Anything goes. But, oh, that's interesting. I mean, that's good because it's meant for the guests there.
Sure.
And, like, if it's super crowded, that's just a perk that's not...
Right.
But it's not actually good to go through that anymore. Just side note to anyone listening. If you're coming from Downtown Disney so you would have to basically go out of security and then go back through it again to do that. So it just doesn't make sense to do that anymore either.
Right.
So, yeah, fun fact. But, yeah, some people do park at the California Adventure Hotel. So, which I'm like, yeah, sure, Jan, if you want to pay $30 for parking or $50 or I don't know how much parking costs.
A lot. Yeah.
Then, yeah, you do you.
Go for it.
You're your own rainbow.
May the force be with you.
So the Heidi Klum mini ears cost $600.
Okay, great. Next piece of news.
And apparently someone's like, they've sold three. They only have a limited edition of them because Disney's like, yeah, people aren't going to pay $600 for them.
Nope.
They're not real. Like, think that's just crystals. Does Heidi Klum, like, give them to you personally?
Right. And, like, someone had pointed out on my Instagram, they were like, this is the same sequence they use. Like, this is the same, like, sequence pattern
mm-hmm.
that they use on so many other things. Like, why are you paying $600 for it?
Because from Heidi Klum.
Hello. Like, if it was Taylor Swift, mm-hmm. if it was Taylor Swift, I would be like, here's my $600. But Heidi Klum?
Yeah, it's the Haters Gonna Hate Ears by Taylor Swift.
I would absolutely get those in a heartbeat.
But Taylor Swift would never charge people. Well, maybe she would. I don't know. I don't think she would, but... Yeah.
But, like, you know, like, come on.
Come on.
Heidi Klum.
Michelle.
Yes.
Speaking of attention.
Yes.
This has nothing to do with attention.
Okay.
So, we got a request for an episode from our Patreon, Lauren. Who we talk to every month in our Google Hangout and we adore. So, she asked... Would love to hear an episode of how y'all would, I like she says y'all, how y'all would change any of the lands at the Disney parks, in parentheses, like Tomorrowland, because that's the one everyone wants to change. So,
Girl.
So our topic this week is...
Ch-ch-ch-changes.
Ch-changes. I love that song, too. I'm just too hungry to remember it. Ch-ch-ch-changes. Change, more changes. So we're going to go through each domestic Disney park and say a land that we want to change and how we would change it. And then I also have a bonus of an international park I would completely like to change.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
Spoilers, it's Paris.
Oh, okay. Mine would be Hong Kong in that I would move it closer to me.
You would put it in your backyard.
No, I'm just kidding. I love Hong Kong so much.
The only problem you have with Hong Kong is how far it is.
Yeah.
There was an article actually the other day about how great Hong Kong is, and it's empty because ever since they opened Shanghai Disney, it's just never.
And also the protests.
And the protests.
That's
too.
A big factor.
Yeah.
Because they were like kind of complaining about it, and I'm like, yeah, okay. It's kind of like that People versus OJ Simpson thing. Mm-hmm. It's like the Hong Kong Disney park is so like not busy. It's like, their country is like, they're having like a revolution mm-hmm. right now.
Yeah.
So like, I don't think their priorities are going to Disneyland.
Like, hey, let's change our life and like change our poor living conditions. Would you like to go to Disneyland?
Yeah. Like not on their priority list right now. So like, yeah, they're going through some stuff.
they have some things they need to address first.
It's fine.
So let's start with the best park, Disneyland.
Okay.
So I tried really hard to think of a land besides Tomorrowland I would change.
Uh-huh.
I could not.
Okay.
So I would change Tomorrowland.
All right.
Would you like to hear how, Michelle?
I sure would.
Okay. Number one, obvious, I'd bring back the People Mover.
Yeah.
I would change. No, we're just going to have to demolish Tomorrowland and start again. Just tear it all down, start again. Leave Space Mountain. Space Mountain's fine. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
And then the People Mover would weave in and out of all the rides I'm going to describe.
Okay.
Just like it did. And it would be just as awesome. And then you and I could spend happy hours. We could just record a whole podcast episode.
Oh my gosh, I would love that. We should do that in Orlando.
We should. Just record a whole like little episode on the people. Just be like, one more time, Jeeves. One more time.
One more time. Bring it around.
I would change the theme to retro future. Mm-hmm. So meaning like future, like how people in the 50s and 60s saw the future.
Yeah.
The future that will never be.
Yeah.
Kind of like Tomorrowland 1968.
Or kind of like when Michael Eisner opened Disney MGM Studios, the Hollywood that never was and always will be.
Exactly,
the Tomorrowland that never, the tomorrow that never was and always will be.
Yeah, lots of silver, space age, astronauts in like those round helmets, like maybe some space aliens going around. I don't know. You know, but just, yeah, cool, like retro.
Like Judy Jetson.
Judy, very Jetsons. I mean, the Jetsons, but without saying the Jetsons.
Yeah. Wink. The Schmetsons.
The Schmetsons. Unless Disney probably owns the Jetsons now.
Probably.
I mean, TikTok. I would bring back Adventure Through Inner Space and move Star Tours to Galaxy's Edge.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's kind of odd there now. And that would be so cool if you could get onto Star Tours and you exited into Batuu.
Right.
Because in the video now, spoilers, you land on Batuu. So that would just be, like, you enter through one land and then, I don't know how that would work, but Disney, you figure it out.
Yeah.
You get paid to figure this out, exactly. Not me.
Joe Rohde?
Joseph? But yeah, that would just, I think it would just be more fitting because now when you exit Star Tours, you're like, I'm not on Batuu.
Yeah.
They lied.
I'm in a gift shop.
I'm in a gift shop. Ooh, I'm going to buy this. I would remove Autopia, Interventions, and Submarines and put a roller coaster and Disney Sea's 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. So there's enough room for more than one ride. A lot of people just say, oh, remove them all and put a roller coaster. I think there's room for two attractions. So
it would be cool if they could do the Tron coaster, but have it go over the train.
Ooh.
So that the train goes through like a so when you're on it, you're going over. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the People Mover and the monorail should like weave in and out of it.
Yeah.
And then I'm retheming the monorail. That's on my notes.
Oh, I love the monorail.
I love it. I'm just giving it a little update.
Ooh, air conditioning?
Oh, obviously.
Okay.
Futuristic and heated ice cream.
Heated seats?
Heated seats and massage features.
Oh my, I could go for a massage right now.
I love the 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea in Disney Seas. I like that it doesn't actually go underwater. And I just feel like that would be easier for maintenance. And then you can keep that theme. And then it kind of would fit the new theme I'm thinking of a little better.
Mm-hmm.
A future. And then Tron. I just like that. I know they're going to put it in Florida. I just love that roller coaster,
it's
though.
It's really great.
And I think it would look super cool.
Yeah.
And it would go with my theming as well. I'm open to other rides as well. This is just what I could think of.
Mm-hmm.
They could bring back, you know, what's the America Sings? Or what was the one before America Sings?
World there's of a great big beautiful
why am I
tomorrow.
Having a brain fart right now and people are I sound like the worst
oh my
Disney
gosh.
Fan
Carousel
of Progress. Yeah. This is our pre-lunch recording.
Oh man.
I would also add a VR experience where you can go in a car and go on attractions that are defunct.
Oh.
So they have like a room. The car doesn't really go anywhere. It's just like a simulator.
Yeah.
You put on VR goggles and they have a bunch of them. And you could put that in the same space too because you could fit lots of stuff in here. It wouldn't have a big footprint.
I love that.
And then you can just go like, I want to go on Journey into Imagination or I want to go on the Flying Saucers or whatever. And you just get to.
I stinking love that.
And it just kind of moves based on. Yeah. I just thought that would be a really fun thing to do. And then as they get rid of rides, it's like, okay, well, at least like. You can go on it still, kind of. I know it's not the same, but.
Love that.
I just thought, yeah, because I always hate when people, they want to redo Tomorrowland and they only put one ride in that footprint. I'm like, you could put a couple things, especially if they're not that big.
Right, right, right.
So this is Jasmine's, vote for Jasmine's Tomorrowland 2020.
Jasmine for mayor of Tomorrowland.
I would update the monorails to be sleeker and have lights on the side and look more like Tron. So, and they could even turn the lights off when they're not in Tomorrowland. They could just be more normal looking monorails. Yeah. But I just thought that would be cool as it's going through the ride. It just has that like do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. The little glowing lights on the side. And yeah, just make them a little sleeker and a little more modern looking.
I love it.
And have air conditioning and massage chair features.
And heated seats.
And go-go boys.
Oh! Keeps getting better.
Future go-go boys. Oh! Or they have like the space helmets on and then like
no go-go shirt.
Boy. Yeah.
And little white shorts. Boots and cats and boots and cats.
And then they have knee-high white boots.
I mean, of course.
Yeah, obviously. I should have said that. That was like saying.
That was implied.
And then lastly, I would replace Buzz Lightyear with an original story shooter game, possibly alien theme, like the movie Aliens, where you have to hunt killer aliens in space.
Dun, dun, dun.
So just something like an original story. I like the shooter games idea. And you just go through and it's like, alien might be too scary.
Yeah.
Especially I probably wouldn't go on it. But just something where it's like, oh, the sassy aliens have broken into our spaceship and we have to kill them. Maybe that might be too much for Disney. We have to shoot them in, with giggles.
And we need to trap them.
Trap them. And then they giggle like. And they're really cute. And then people, they sell toys of the aliens.
Of course. Synergy.
So yeah, just basically retheme all of tomorrow. They're removing the French fries. So they're already starting my plan.
Oh, yes.
Oh, and I would also get rid of the Astro Orbiter and just keep that space open. Uh-huh. Possibly put a smaller like statue or some sort of theming piece there, but not a ride.
Oh, okay.
Like some sort of like maybe a statue of Walt Disney or something about the future or Epcot.
Steve Wozniak
holding Walt Disney. A baby Steve Wozniak holding Walt Disney's
how
hand.
How about, I was about to say Sonny Bono, but Sonny Eclipse.
Yes, Sonny Eclipse could be there. Something
but a
that,
statue of him.
Yes, and the Space Angels, and we'd actually see what they look like.
It's just me.
It's just Michelle. It's it's a photo opportunity. You're the Space Angel.
You're welcome.
I would also want for the People Mover tracks to maybe be slimmed down a bit so it doesn't take up as much of a footprint. Mm. And I would keep the platform in the middle and then maybe also just move the old-fashioned Astro Orbiter on top of People Mover.
Right.
Because I like the idea of using multiple levels of space.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. The current Astro Orbiter was too heavy to put in that old position. Mm-hmm. So that's why they moved it. But if they brought back the old one and they just reinforced the building, I think that would make more sense.
What about if you put it on top of the Interventions?
Oh, yes.
Because that's
well,
bigger.
Interventions is going to be gone.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. But you could just put it on top of the VR experience.
Oh.
Yeah. And yeah, and maybe I wouldn't have them be rockets. I would have it be something like space car. Like you're driving a car in space like the Jetsons. Like it's your personal car. Yeah. And then Jenny can make it go up and down really fast like she does on Dumbo and scare the crap out of me.
Oh. I like to pretend that I'm flying over World War II in Dumbo.
And oh, yes.
Shooting down bad guys. Shooting the Nazis. Dale's like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, so much.
So what would you like to change at Disneyland?
Believe it or not, Galaxy's Edge.
Oh, I'm not surprised by that.
No.
You just get rid of it or?
I would, yes, just get rid of it. I don't like there's so many things. But you know what? I'm really excited to eat my words when Rise of the Resistance opens.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be like, you're just like, I'm going to go look at Kylo Ren 10 times now.
Yep.
What would you put there instead of Galaxy's Edge?
I think, like, don't get me wrong. I think the petting zoo, I love the idea of having the petting zoo because it's, like, a nice place to have, like, a sensory relaxation. And I like the cottage where you could meet Santa Claus. Mm. So I would keep, like, that and kind of extend a little bit back of Frontierland. But I probably would go back to Tony Baxter and be like, so tell me more about this steampunk Jules Verne imagination situation you've got.
Did you hear about that ride that was the precursor to Tower of Terror? So it's basically like a geyser ride where, like, you're on the Stark ride and then all of a sudden your car or something is on a geyser and then it shoots up in the air and it just keeps going up and down. I think that's something they could add there and then just kind of extend Frontierland a bit.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So, like, an extension of Frontierland and then on the other side, an extension of Critter Country. Because Critter Country is, like, every critter. Mm-hmm. Like Duffy, Stella Lou, Shelly May. And Gelatoni.
They are critters.
They are critters. Like, I think it would be really cute to have, like, a super, like, saccharine sweet, like, our house is made out of cookies and our door is a cracker. Like, a nice little land of those. And it's like more like definitely kiddie rides, like mm-hmm. like a Dumbo style ride where you don't pretend to shoot the Nazis, where it's like you're sitting on a heart or aww. Like, you know, like just something sweet.
Would you have just a Duffy Land or would it be just Critter Country?
It would be part Duffy. Of Critter. Okay. Yeah, it would be definitely part of Critter Country, but it would be like Duffy's Corner, kind of mm. like the way that Alice in Wonderland mm-hmm. is like.
Mini theme.
Right. Yeah. Because again, I don't like it when a whole land is just mm. one thing. I like it. Mm-hmm. So like. Critters, they are critters.
They are.
So we're making like a little world for them aww. To like, wouldn't that be so sweet? I like sweet things. Like,
I think it'd be nice too to have more like play areas like Tom Sawyer's Island. Yeah. Like not necessarily a ride or a walkthrough, something that you could kind of take at your own pace.
Right.
Yeah, and you could do that with Gelatoni. Like you could have some sort of like maze or
that would be something of that so nature. So cute. And then yeah. like you could have kind of like a KidCot thing where mm-hmm. it's like Gelatoni teaches painting.
Aww.
Like when that's a giant hands going and then like Stella Lou dance party. But it's aww. Like really cute and yes. like you get like a little Velcro tutu mm-hmm. and you guys like, you know.
Oh, that would be cute.
Right?
Yeah, just something like
just saccharine sweet.
Not every single thing has to be an e-ticket attraction.
Yeah.
How about a couple A's and B's and C's?
Right?
Just, yeah, some things to do on a hot day.
I just kind of mm-hmm. love that idea. And then there's like a little restaurant that's like an ice cream parlor.
I'm pro adding more food.
Okay.
So yeah. Let's please add a food. And Tomorrowland, I would like to actually also add to my plan a couple new restaurants.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what they are yet. To be determined.
TBD. Why don't you do a 20,000 Leagues one with like ooh. Screens?
Well, remember that ride that not Jules Verne. Tony Baxter came up with?
Same thing.
And then they could do that ride and it could be kind of inside the 20,000 Leagues experience mm-hmm. and you could have an elegant meal.
I love it.
Inside there. And then also, yeah, I liked, what was the other idea you just said before that?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, do that.
Oh, the 20,000 Leagues restaurant.
Okay, so we have that. Have some sort of space themed restaurant. They could bring the space restaurant from Epcot over. Dream you know, job. Just what? And then they're gonna have Sunny Eclipse.
Space. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I want. Yeah. I would just want. I mean, I'm not the biggest Star Wars fan. To me, it's just so weird there. Mm-hmm. So I would extend Frontierland, and then I would extend Critter Country, and then just use up all that land for just, like, sweet, nice things.
Yeah.
I would definitely bring back the petting zoo and the horses, because, mm-hmm. like, I don't know. I just think that's really cool.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, little Critters and Duffy and Stella.
Merchandising opportunity, Disney.
Yeah, so you'd make mm-hmm. money, but it would just be cute and everyone would have bows in their hair. And aww. Then the design, they could make designer dresses.
But themed on the different characters.
Yes.
Yep, more merchandise.
You're welcome.
And then they could have more food opportunities, like get Stella Lou's bow cake or something like
great.
That.
They do that in Hong Kong.
Yeah, and Hong Kong is awesome and yep. make lots of money.
Yeah.
So does Tokyo.
Boom.
Disney.
Hello. Hola.
So now let's move on to DCA.
Okay.
For me, I would change Hollywood Studios. That's
you mean Hollywoodland, the backlog?
Yeah, Hollywoodland, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I guess it's called Hollywoodland.
I don't know.
Who knows what the name is now?
Is there a name?
It's the Hollywood section of the park.
Yeah.
When you come in, it's to the left.
Yeah.
So I would change it to a Muppet-themed land. Now, obviously, this is not possible. They would never do this, but I would like a Muppet-themed land.
All right.
So I would bring back Muppet Vision 3D, but update it, make the theater a little nicer, make it a little more, like, themed. More like the Orlando one.
Mm-hmm.
Put a fountain up front, maybe. I don't know.
Miss Piggy.
Obviously.
So more Miss Piggy.
More Miss Piggy in general. That's my rule across all the parks.
So my parents just yesterday celebrated their 40th wedding anniversary.
Aww.
And I said, Dad, what's it like being married to the most beautiful woman in the world? And he goes, I'm not married to Miss Piggy.
My parents just a few weeks ago celebrated their 45th anniversary.
Amazing. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
We haven't been alive that long.
I know. It's just, yeah, I was like 45 years, like.
Krizzle.
Wow.
Wow.
I would bring the Muppet version of Superstar Limo. So we have an old episode called Superstar Limo. We talked about Rock and Roller Coaster Superstar Limo. Go back and listen to it. It's awesome. So in that, there was this ride called Superstar Limo, and it didn't do well. And they wanted to turn it into a Muppet version where the Muppets were basically making fun of the ride. I'd like something like that, but it's full on, like, they actually build it from scratch, and it's actually all integrated, not just things that they add.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, cheesy. It's basically, it's the Muppets coming to Hollywood.
Oh, my gosh. And then they could have, like, instead of, like, the nighttime parties, they could mm-hmm. have a Muppet dance party where the Swedish chef is the DJ.
Yes.
He's like, oof-a-fleef-a doof-a-dapo doof-a. And then, like, Rizzo comes, like, you're dancing, mm-hmm. and then, like, Rizzo's on a speaker, and he's like, hey, you guys, this is Uncle Ronald. And then it's like, a spoof, like a Weird Al spoofy song. So like, what's a popular song right now?
I don't know. I don't listen to the radio.
I don't either. So it's like, hey, mozzarella. I like cheesy pizza and delicious. It is good. Makes my tummy happy. Da, da, da. Hey, mozzarella.
And then every like 15 minutes, Rizzo comes down and he's attached to the disco ball.
Yeah.
He's like, how did I get up here?
Hey, guys, let me down.
So yeah, we have that. We have Superstar Limo. We have, and I just think it would be cool if, like, there were some cheesy things and they make fun of it. And maybe, like, there's, yeah, a very nice Miss Piggy animatronic at the end and she's going to her premiere. I like this dance party a lot.
Right?
And
that's
then cute. They could have Muppets that come out. I also wanted, so there's two abandoned studios there.
Mm-hmm.
I want in the first abandoned studio, so that's the one that's next to the Muppet, where Muppet Studios used to be.
Where you made your fame and fortune at Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Exactly. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? It used to be the Wakanda meet, or the Black Panther meet and greet.
Uh-huh.
And now they moved that officially. So we have a live show there where audiences get to interact with the Muppet characters. There will also be Muppet meet and greets. So it's basically a stage show featuring like performers with the Muppets.
Uh-huh.
And then I don't know how we would do this, but somehow after you could have a meet and greet with the Muppets.
They did that once in Orlando.
Oh, they did?
Yep. It was like a cast member only thing, but you could meet Constantine.
Oh, Constantine.
Yeah. What I do for you, I'm Kermit.
And then obviously you'd have to like stay a little bit distant, like you couldn't get too close to them. But yeah.
Or they're like in a box above you and you're like next to them.
And they interact with you though.
Of course.
And then I just think the show would be fun, like maybe you have volunteers in the audience, like they could make fun of people, just some sort of Muppet stage show. There's singing, there's dancing.
That wasn't half bad. Nope, it was all bad.
They have Stanler and Waldorf up in the stands.
Of course.
But yeah, it's like, I like the idea of actually getting to interact with the Muppets, because that's like half the fun, is they're just sassy and awesome, and like, Miss Piggy goes, hi-ya! At one point, obviously.
Of course.
But basically like a live version of Muppet Vision 3D.
Great.
With a charming celebrity host, to be determined. in the second abandoned studio, so this is a ride I just completely made up. So it's Gonzo and Rizzo's New York Escape! Exclamation point. I'm sure there'll be a semicolon because Joe Rody's going to do it.
Yeah.
So it'd be Gonzo and Rizzo's New York Escape! Semicolon ride, crazy ride through downtown. I don't know.
Okay.
It's Disney Imagineers. You work on this.
I'm super excited. Tell me more.
It's a dark ride where you have to pick up all of Rizzo's cousins and take them to a wedding.
Oh my gosh, I love
this. And you have to go through, and then somehow it'd be nice. So on the new Rise of the Resistance ride, there's a supposedly like a droid. Well, not supposedly, there's pictures of it now. A droid on your car. So like as you pick up, you could like little animatronics of his cousins could pop up or something. Yeah, this is a blue sky, but
I'm going to punch you. That sounds so good.
And you just go through, and maybe Gonzo and Rizzo are on the front driving, and then like you pass certain animatronics, or you can pass certain Muppets. You could pass Big Bird, and you could pass like because you're in New York, Sesame Street, and it's kind of like it's similar to Roger Rabbit, where it's like a crazy zany ride, and then at the end you get to see the wedding, and it's like a huge rat wedding.
My brain just broke. That sounds amazing.
And then they can build Pizza Rizzo's, and then that's kind of like tied into the wedding. Like, oh, you can exit through the gift shop, but good Pizza Rizzo's with good pizza. I want applause for Michelle.
I would give her a standing ovation, but
it might compromise the sound.
Oh my gosh. Okay, please continue.
I would also move the Muppets Present Great Moments in American History to that land.
Great.
So I just want Muppets themed land. The Muppets are great. I think it's an underutilized property. I know a lot of this wouldn't be possible because it's really expensive.
Who cares?
But like that would just be such a great fun. You could spend hours there. Disneyland has a lot of repeat guests.
Yeah.
So we would obviously just go there and you'd have a different interaction each time.
Right.
I really like the idea of the addition of the nightly like kind of electronica dance show with Swedish Chef and like different Muppets and you could have like Sweetums come out and dance with people, like the ones that can actually come out and walk. I love this so much. But yeah, and it's all like Weird Al-esque parodies of songs.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I love this.
So what would you change at DCA?
Oh, right. I've got to think of something now, too. Oh, crap. Stuff.
Stuff. You're like, same.
Yeah.
Would you...
I would probably... After Cars Land, like, Paradise Wharf all through Paradise Pier, mm-hmm. I would just get that whole area is so confusing to me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what is the theme? Because like, so Paradise Pier, what am I talking about? Pixar Pier mm-hmm. is only the one side. So then what's the other side?
The other side, I forget the name, but it's the area with Ariel.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's basically just like beach theme in quotes.
Sure.
Because they're like, well, we can't get rid of the Little Mermaid, right?
Right. We just put it in.
And Jumping Jellyfish. So yeah, you could just retheme that whole area. I mean, you can stick with the beach theme if you want. But
I just don't even know what I would do with it. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously keep World of Color.
Yeah.
Because it's great.
That's all they got.
Yeah. And I don't know. Sorry. I'm so distracted by your
Muppet idea.
Yeah. Let's just go to the next part because I can't think of anything that.
Can't top that.
Oh my gosh.
So now we're going to go get on a plane, go to the other side of the country. We're going to go to the Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
I'm going to change Liberty Square. Yeah. But I'm going to make it more Liberty Square.
Oh!
Like, going to keep the theme of Liberty Square, but make it more, kind of more like the either Disney's America or that little land that Walt wanted to build off of Main Street. So I would read
Edison Square?
Edison Square, yes.
Tell me everything.
I would retheme the Haunted Mansion to the year 1776 or make it part of Frontierland. Because it's not going to work with this new theming unless it changes to be, like, a revolutionary housemart.
Oh, so literally, so the Haunted Mansion would be the same except people's outfits basically would change. Yeah,
outfits would be different. Like, decoration wouldn't be so Victorian. It would be more like, oh, this house was haunted. Maybe there'd be the ghost of George Washington, Abraham Lincoln.
Maybe Alexander Hamilton.
Yes, it would just be Lin-Manuel Miranda.
He is rapping in the ride for you.
Retheme Haunted Mansion to be the Hamilton. But it's the ghost of everybody.
So it's, oh my gosh, it could be, what's Hamilton's wife's name?
Angelica?
No.
Eliza.
Eliza.
I was singing the song. Like Angelica, Eliza, not Peggy.
Not Peggy. So it's Eliza and she's like, her haunted and she's like, yes. I put myself back in the narrative.
And she's just standing at the very beginning of the ride.
Yes. And she's like, da, 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 da. And she's just like haunted and creepy and then... You see Hamilton like, oh my gosh, yep. I love this.
Okay.
I like that instead of doing my own homework, I'm just taking your homework and plusing it.
I mean, that's how this is the whole podcast is you take my stuff and you make it better.
I mean, but you're the one doing all the hard work. I'm just the one adding the pixie dust. So
the pixie dust makes it sparkle though.
This is why we're a good team.
We're a great team. I don't know if that was a high five or were we just touching hands?
No, we're touching hands.
We're doing the exercise, like the mirror exercise where you move your hands around. Oh, now I'm in charge. Just 10 minutes of that. So if we didn't retheme it, I would just build a bridge from Frontierland, but was Big Thunder over to, because there's like, it's kind of in its own little corner, Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
So I would build a bridge from Big Thunder over across Rivers of America to Haunted Mansion and connect it that way. But I like this idea of retheming it to Hamilton a lot more. And then it can stay in that land.
Yeah.
Imagine, even you could like almost bring them back to life. Like it starts off as a ghost and then like you go into another room and then they're like alive again.
Oh my gosh.
And it's showing like visions of the past.
Oh my gosh.
And they're singing, they're rapping Grim Grinning Ghost.
Like, when the tomb tombs quake and the tomb tombs ghosts come out for a swing and break.
Then you can learn about history. Grim Grinning Ghost
come out to Socia 5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8, Hamilton and anyway.
I really think you actually wouldn't have to change it that much to keep the theme. You could have the singing bus still, like.
Yep.
You have,
but it's Lin-Manuel Miranda's face.
Yes.
It's Lin-Manuel, it's
David Diggs.
Yeah, and who's the one, the cute one that plays Hamilton's son?
And then who plays,
and whoever plays George Washington.
The one that shot, the one who shot him.
Oh, I want to say Leslie Knope. I know that's Leslie Odom?
Yeah, no? Leslie Odom, I think it might be. Yeah, I think Odom's his last name for sure.
Okay.
Okay, but you know who we're talking about. You know Tiff.
Oh, oh my gosh, I stinking love this.
So this is going to happen. This is my new my new plan. So then I just don't know. We keep
My gosh. Hmm. And then instead of Little Leota, it's Eliza again and she's like, "Alexander."
Yes. And she's like calling his ghost out. Oh my gosh. And then can we just have Peggy at different parts of the ride and they're singing and she's like, "Hey, Peggy." She's, you know how like they pop up from behind the tombstones, it's her going, "Hey, Peggy."
Yes, And oh my gosh.
I keep thinking.
And like, the dueling portraits are Hamilton and Aaron Burr.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I keep thinking we can't top ourselves with these rides, and then we just keep doing it.
Oh man.
I don't know how we're going to top this.
Can we just skip mine contribution? Because like, I just like plussing yours.
I mean, I enjoy it. This is going to be the loudest podcast ever. Just going to immediately like load it in my computer, like volume down.
Bring it down.
So I would make Hall of Presidents a musical spectacular.
Oh my gosh!
And only all-star presidents would speak, not current ones.
Oh.
So we could avoid.
My. Because now politics are so polarizing. Yes.
So they would be there and they would be a part of the song and dance, but the stars would be like, you know, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and they would each have a solo, and it'd be a musical, like, dancing spectacular.
My name is Abe, and what I gave was freedom to all the slaves.
But it would
do boop, boop,
boop. But a very, like, 80s rap. Yeah, like a hip hop.
Yeah. Washington is the name, and starting the country is the game. I was a general to say, I hope you have a really great day.
And then he's like dancing with a little axe, like cherry tree.
Oh my gosh. Oh, and yeah. I want.
No one would fall asleep during that.
No, I want the Roosevelt, the chubby one.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
he could, but singing opera or something like,
I'm Roosevelt. This is the greatest theme park we've ever invented.
And then, like, his scene would be very, like, outdoorsy because he's the outdoorsy president.
He's like, there's a skunk, there's a tree, everyone, look at me, I'm the president.
And it ends with a can-can line.
Of course it does.
Because, like, politics is a little too serious now. Let's bring the fun back to it.
Let's bring it back.
Yeah, and then there wouldn't be, like, protest and controversy. It would just be, like,
you wouldn't have to put a pit. Mm-mm. Like, they have to put, like, a pit down. Not a pit, but they put, like, a bunch of music stands to look like an orchestra so that people wouldn't bum rush the stage to, like, punch the president's animatronic. I'm like, all right.
No. But, yeah, so I think this idea is much better.
I love this.
You're welcome, Disney. So then let's move on over. So there would be daily reenactments of the Revolutionary War. And there would also be, like, not just the battles, but, like, you'd see, like, two guys talking, like, I really miss my sweetheart. And then they're, like, I know, I wrote her a letter. And, like, they're, like, out camping, and you can interact with them like a Ren fair.
Can Peggy Fleming be there?
Yes. Yes. There's walk-around Hamilton characters. And also walk-around Founding Fathers. Just to, you know, because we got to make them cool again. Like a very sexy Ben Franklin walking around.
Oh, and that one lady, the one lady whose picture's up in the White House, what's her name?
My mom?
No. She was super dope. Like when Washington burned down, everyone's like, we're going to move. And she's like, we're not going to move. You guys are a bunch of sissies.
Any woman?
We're gonna stay here and we're going to like build this city back up. Boom.
We built the city on
dynamite. Yeah.
On rock and roll.
I can't remember her name right now.
I don't know either. We'll have to. I didn't even know this story.
Yeah.
This is interesting.
It's dope.
It's a.
I saw her portrait.
Oh.
I was like.
Yeah, we could have like Betsy Ross going around.
You a bad beep. I censored myself.
Self-censorship.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got to make the Founding Fathers in history cool again.
Yeah.
It's all like young, sexy people dressed up as them.
Yeah. No Uggos.
No Uggos, sorry.
We couldn't work there. Sorry.
Just very sexy, ripped Hamilton and Thomas Jefferson.
And they're like, my liege, I am hot.
I would also make an attraction between Frontierland and Liberty Square dedicated to the Native American experience. I think they were going to have a land like that in Disney's America.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, you can't really talk about the U.S. experience and not talk about Native American people.
Ain't that the truth?
So I think that would be a really, I don't know how we would make it like, what if it would be a ride or if it would be what it would be like.
A circle vision film.
Oh, yes. And obviously there would be people of Native American descent working there, like, mm-hmm. just like a learning experience, edutainment. I love edutainment. So this would be
oh, girl.
Super fun.
I am sold.
And then I also want a dark ride where you get to shoot redcoats. Okay. We need to learn to hate the British earlier on.
Oh, okay.
Just kidding.
Sure. Sure, Jan.
But yeah, back to the Native American. I don't, like, You can also have like a ride, kind of like an Epcot style ride where you go through and you see like...
like a boat style ride and you're like...
see different scenes and just something very like beautiful and moving.
And then can we end it with like, we are the world.
Yes. And they show like, they we teach about like different pizza. Tribes. Yes. Just, yeah, just them things, just like really educating people and just showing like, this is American history just as much as Founding Fathers, if not more so.
Yeah, Jasmine. Yes. Yeah.
So this is Jasmine's Liberty Square. So do you have any changes or you just want to stick with mine?
I can't top yours. Please continue.
Top that.
Please stop being so great at this.
So now let's move on to Epcot. I would change the Imagination and Creativity Pavilion, obviously. Obviously, I would bring back Journey into Imagination, the original version, but with updates. I wouldn't bring back as is, like as it was closing when it closed in the 90s. You know, we got to update a little bit. Obviously, Dreamfinder and Sweet Figment would be back.
Aww.
And I keep probably most of the scenes, but I thought we could show creativity with computers. Have some sort of scene where they're showing all the fun things you can do with computers and maybe, like, Figment gets sucked into the computer.
And, like, coding, something about coding.
And there's, like, fun letters and numbers, like, Matrix style on the wall.
Right.
And Dreamfinder's, like, in a little cool Neo outfit, like the Matrix.
And he bends backwards.
And flies through time, and Figment has little sunglasses on.
He's like, I took the red pill. Is that a Matrix thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't take strange pills, children.
I've never seen the Matrix.
I saw it years ago. I saw it in theaters, I think. So many,
Which
many years ago.
Which is a very old-fashioned sentence. Yeah. We'd all play jacks down by the soda fountain.
Nobody cares.
You idiot.
I would also add more technology-based, like, creativity. Besides computers, the internet. Figment could be taking selfies.
That would be so... oh, my gosh.
You could take a selfie with Figment, and that could be the photo opportunity. Dreamfinder could be, like, doing a fun song about phones. Like, you have a phone... You're better at making up songs, but, like, something about Dreamfinder.
One little ring is all you need to communicate with... all the people, or send a text, an email message to just say to tell your friends you love your boo.
Exactly. It's so easy.
Even a child can do it.
And then I would keep the room full of Figments because that's just precious.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I would keep from the current version of that ride.
And then I would open up the rainbow room upstairs, the rainbow tunnel.
Yes.
And then, do you know those infinity rooms?
Mm-hmm.
I would add something like that.
Ooh.
Like an infinity room experience.
We have to bring back whatever, it wasn't Communicore. What was that called? The Imagination, like, play area where it had that that rainbow thing. So, yeah, open that back up, obviously. I would obviously bring back the Rainbow Corridor because that's classic.
Of course.
But then do more, technology-based things. Like, it doesn't even necessarily have to be futuristic things. You could have fun games. You could have, like, email yourself pictures from the ride.
Yeah.
You could email your selfie with Figment.
I do like...
They could teach Photoshop. It's a skill we all need.
That's true. Like, super base. I also
coding.
Really like the... Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking, too, when you were talking about, like, the Matrix-y stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that experience they had at Epcot, which just closed the color thing.
Oh,
where you put
your
paintbrush in the... Mm-hmm. Your electric paintbrush and then it paints the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, that's really cool. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily have to be technologically advanced stuff, just stuff you don't have at your house.
Right, like imagination-inspiring things.
Yes, photo opportunities. Cool things. They could have a meet and greet with Figment and Dreamfinder, like a cool set.
Yeah.
And take pictures there, and your uncle could do that again. Could be slightly older Dreamfinder.
Alternatively, they could cast someone else.
No.
Okay. Okay.
This is my dream now.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I just think you could keep a lot of the original idea and beautiful, like, beauty of it, and keep a lot of the original scenes, and then also update it like they should have.
Right.
Just all, if they had had the money, with all these, like, you know, just with technology, because I think we're gonna have cell phones are gonna be a part of our life for a long time. That's not gonna get dated
until something new comes out.
Yeah,
like the Google Glass or whatever.
Yeah, but it takes a while to adapt to new things. And yeah, just have more not so based on technology, but like You can even have show history part more. Of it. Yeah.
Like, but I love the idea of, like, inspiring your senses and, like...
Imagination will never change. Like, yeah, technology might change, but if you show, like, inspiration of technology through imagination, I think that will stand the test of time.
Mm.
And, yeah, and then still have, like, books and people are like, what's this? Have a Blockbuster video.
It's a primitive DVD case.
Have a Blockbuster video.
Blockbuster video.
Yeah, and then just bring back... And then I would get rid of the theater where... they show Pixar movies now.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I would have a ride. I don't know if there's enough room for this, but let's pretend.
Or a simulator.
A simulator. A ride dedicated to Walt Disney. It shows scenes from Walt's life and him and Mickey becoming friends. And it's based on Walt's imagination, basically. And you go through and you just see, like, little bits of history of Walt Disney and how imagination inspired him. And Mickey can be, like, his little spark of imagination.
I love that.
Yeah, but very tied to imagination and creativity.
Yeah.
And then, like, there could be a scene at the end, we're going to both cry now, where he's, like, holding his daughter's hands and then he's showing them his lands. And just, like, I built this all for you.
And we're crying.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
My mom is laughing at me now. She's listening to this.
Oh.
Just mention Walt and his daughters, and Michelle and I just tear up like faucet. Like, but yeah, just something very, like, I want everyone to cry when they're off that ride.
That's my mission.
Make you all cry.
You will cry.
But yeah, just something really tied to specifically Walt in animation.
Yeah.
And just, like, him, like, maybe as a little boy, like, drawing stuff. And I don't know, yeah, if there's enough room for this, but just something.
Or you could just make a movie.
You could make a movie. Yeah, that's true, in that theater.
Yeah.
And then, like, Mickey can move your seat or something. Or, like, I don't know. Because it's that
kind. Or you could just not move seats.
You could just not move seats. Make very comfortable massage chairs.
Yes.
Yep.
There it is. There it is.
But yeah, I would just like a really good quality movie.
Yeah.
About, like, specifically Walt in imagination, though.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it. We're just crying now. We're crying at the club. So now let's move over to Hollywood Studios. You might be shocked by this. I would change Galaxy's Edge.
Wait, are you serious?
Yes. But I would change it. I would keep Galaxy's Edge, but I would make it completely different from the Disneyland one.
Oh.
So the movie, I would have it themed to movies 4 through 6. So the, you know, the good movies.
Yeah.
Because I don't like that it's literally like 99.9% the same.
Me neither.
Because a lot of people go to both. It's right. Not like the days anymore where it's like, I'm never going to get to go to Disneyland. I'm only going to get to go to Disney World. Usually a lot of people have the opportunity to go to both.
Right.
So I would make them different, like similar theme, but different.
Sure.
I would have speeder bike. So, you know, in Return of the Jedi, when they go through the forest. So this would be like akin to Smuggler's Run, but everyone is on individual vehicles and you race through the forest of Endor.
Oh, my gosh.
This eliminates having to be stuck with bad pilots
because
you're your own pilot.
Right.
I went on Smuggler's Run with a child pilot and I thought it was going to be terrible, but luckily she didn't touch the controls at all and I got to witness autopilot.
How was that?
So it was actually nice. Like, it flew really nice. And then her mom kept getting like mad at her and telling her she was doing a bad job. I'm like, ma'am, you're doing the bad job.
You're the one. Excuse me, miss. Yeah. Yeah, you're the one that sings. Oh, I finally did left and right pilot.
Oh, you did? How'd you like it?
I liked it.
Yeah, I just
I couldn't see the red button though. I kept looking for it.
So Allison said it actually, you have to if you hit the red button when they say to hit it, that's too late. You have to hit it right before.
Oh, that's
so
weird.
So you kind of have to already know, have been on it before.
That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just weird. Yeah. I wish they would have little, like, mini trainings almost before. Like, they would show you the pit.
Console.
Yeah, console, and just like, okay, this is where this is, this is where this is. I think certain ones, the button doesn't flash as bright. Because I've seen it flash not at all, and I've seen it flash pretty brightly.
Uh-huh.
So I think it just depends. Yeah, I went on one with these, like, I'm assuming it was a mom and a daughter, and literally I almost asked them, did you crash into things on purpose? Because they would pull up and they would hit something. They would pull down. It felt like they were trying to hit things on purpose.
Jasmine, you can't ask
them. I didn't ask them that. I just thought it. And I didn't even look back at Allison, and I wanted to because another member of their party was sitting next to me.
Yeah.
And he was chastising them as he should have. But it just...
I feel like that ride is actually kind of... I applaud them for trying something new and innovative, but I feel like it's
ripping families apart.
Yeah.
Every time I see, like, everyone's really upset with the people in their party after that ride.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like a unifying experience. It just feels like I don't know. That we've gotten into that before, but I wish it's either had more, you had the option of the level of control you had. Like, they just see a little kid, you know a little kid's not going to do well. So just hit a little button that they can move the control as much as they want.
And it'll stay kind of.
We're not miserable in the back end. Because sometimes you can't do your job. Like, and it kind of ruins the experience for everybody else. Like, you can't line up with the ship and get the coaxium. Like, because you can get up to 2 coaxium.
I've always gotten 2.
Yeah.
But I heard there's a third.
Well, no, I've always heard a lot of people just get 1.
Oh.
If you do good, you get 2. And then I've heard you can get a third, but I have not heard anyone
witness
that.
So I always get 2 coaxiums and also, but also the field, the asteroid field.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know.
But yeah, I think a lot of that would be eliminated with my single car speeder bike race. And it's similar to the Pandora ride where you're on the beast that fly. Uh-huh. So set up similar to that, but you're on the bikes and you have to go around. And obviously, like, you can't die and, like, really crash. If you crash, right. You just kind of go through it.
Yeah.
And yeah, through the Forest of Endor. I would also have an Ewok dance party where you dance after you defeat the Empire and there's fireworks. So this is an inside joke just for Allison. Every time the fireworks, we're watching them in Galaxy's Edge, I run around going, "We defeated the Empire!" Because it's like the end of
Return of the Jedi.
So, and then nobody gets it. And then I want to play like the music from the end of that and be like, "Ewoks, celebrate! You have been liberated!"
Liberate the Ewoks!
Oh, and then for Rise of the Resistance, I would have that same ride, but you escape the Death Star, and it's rethemed to either Empire or A New Hope. Mm-hmm. And there's Darth Vader on there. There's Luke. It's just not the new characters. But right. Same ride type system, same idea.
Can you also put in a table service restaurant where all the tables are just Kylo Ren's pecs?
Yes. Great. Either his butt or his pecs.
Great. Thank you.
Yes. Obviously, yes. There will be 10 of those. I would also have a blue milk station where you get to milk the Banthas yourself.
No!
You get to milk this from the teat of the Bantha.
Goodbye. No.
And then, yeah, obviously I would put in more restaurants. I would put in the actual cantina with the band with the little, like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And then you'd have to have characters in there. But then, like, I don't know how many people you could have in because there'd just be a ton of characters in there pretending to drink. But, 6. Yeah, more cantinas, more food places, more variety. This is Jasmine's Galaxy's Edge. But I just think it's a wasted opportunity to have 2 identical places. And I get
But I'm sure it's cheaper. Like
a lot cheaper, yeah. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's nice for the people who live close to it. Because if they put it just in Florida, we wouldn't have as much of an opportunity to go there and vice versa.
Right.
But yeah. So now, do you have any changes, Michelle?
To Hollywood Studios?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not going to like this.
Oh, you're going to get rid of Muppets?
I would. Just because
They're getting their new land, so it's okay.
What? Oh, right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I would change that half of the park to basically Lucasland.
Mm.
So I would put in, so you have Indy stunt show, then you have Star Tours, and then where Muppets is, I would put another Indy presence.
Ooh, like maybe an actual ride.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe the Disneyland ride or a different kind of ride. I would put that, and then I would put, didn't he work on Labyrinth?
No, that was just, that's Jim Henson.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought George Lucas was involved.
He did
in
Howard
it.
The Duck. I would do, yeah, maybe you could do, have you heard of that Jeep ride that they wanted to build? So they,
yeah.
Maybe they could do, I mean, obviously the footprint's not big enough, but like that would be cool if they could do that more Jeep style ride, which I guess, how is that different than the ride that we have? But something more like a little closer to Jungle Cruise or something.
Right. Or, yeah.
Or
whatever.
The Mine Train ride.
I would just, believe it or not, like, I love Muppets there, but now it just doesn't fit because of what's built around it. It's like the Up House.
Mm-hmm.
And I would take all of that and turn it into, like, more indie stuff.
It would be,
I really love indie.
I love indie. I think that would be cool if they could build the minecart ride, but with good theming. Not just, like, a minecart, but, like, you're actually in, like, different. It's like a dark ride combo.
Yeah.
That could be really fun.
Yeah.
Like, you go past different scenes, and you're just, like, racing in the minecart.
But again, nothing is as good as your stuff, and nothing will ever top our Liberty Square.
Our Haunted Mansion Hamilton.
Yeah.
We should just retire. Like, yeah. We're never going to do
Hamilton Mansion. Haunted Hamilton Mansion.
And you go in and it's just portraits of Alexander Hamilton.
Yes.
And it's just going, Alexander Hamilton.
Alexander.
And just different points of his life.
Yeah.
Now it's just not even dead. It's just different points of Alexander Hamilton.
But then it just turns into Lin-Manuel Miranda. He's like, "Hi, I'm Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Welcome to my ride.
I love Disney. Also, my son is named Sebastian. Like the crab." End of list.
End of list. So now let's go over to Animal Kingdom. I would change Dino Land USA, and I would convert it into Beastly Kingdom.
Great, me too.
As it was meant to be.
Handshake.
Oh, handshake, yes. Done.
Great, done.
So I would
gross.
Do...
clean the, it up.
So one day I think we're going to do a whole episode on Beastly Kingdom, just because I think that deserves its own episode.
You know that the unicorn has an Instagram.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it does, because somebody bought it.
Yeah.
The unicorn that they had in that water ride.
Yeah.
Oh, that is cool. So it's the good beast and the bad beast. I would have the quest of the unicorn on the good side, but instead of the walk... So it was originally supposed to be a walkthrough ride.
Uh-huh.
I would make it an Omnimover style ride, because people are lazy.
Yeah. Us included.
Yes. Me.
Us. Capital us especially.
Me. And then on the Dragon Tower... So do... If you're not familiar with that land, you can look into it. One day we'll do an episode on it.
One day.
So they were going to actually build a Quest of the Unicorn ride. So they're going to have a good side and a bad side. And then on the bad side, they were going to have Dragon's Tower with bunches of dragons. And basically that kind of, if you want to see what Beastly Kingdom was kind of supposed to be, you can go to Universal. But now it's changed a lot.
Yeah, so never mind.
So never mind.
And for Quest of the Unicorn, mm-hmm. can you have croissants of the unicorn? And
yes.
that's a snack nearby?
Yes, croissants. That's a whole store. And you can eat it on the ride.
Yeah.
And then I might add some classic Disney villains to the dragon ride. I don't know.
Ooh.
Because there was rumor that they were going to build a whole villains park and they were going to have a ride that, like a roller coaster ride with villains in it. So, you know, got to have the good side and the bad side. And maybe it will be more appealing to Disney if I put some IP in it.
I mean, they love an IP.
They do. Is there anything you would change at Animal
Kingdom? No, that's literally what I would do is just because I love unicorns and I love because that island, the Lost Island that you're talking about, Islands of Adventure, that used to be my favorite part of Islands of Adventure, but now it's Harry Potter and I'm fine with that.
Yeah. So yeah, one day we'll cover that and you'll know what we were talking about more if you don't already.
Yep.
But yeah, a lot of people are like, oh, would you rather, I rather have Pandora than Beastly Kingdom. It's like, no, that was never the choice. The choice was Dino Land USA or Beastly Kingdom.
I haven't been to Pandora yet, but from what I've seen, I'd rather have Beastly Kingdom.
Yeah. And we're going to go soon and we'll be the judges of that. So yeah.
Sure.
Top that.
Top that.
But yeah, I obviously, if that's the case, I think most people would pick Beastly Kingdom. There has to be that one weird hipster that's like, I don't like Dino Land USA. That's my favorite park.
It's the reason I became a sociopath. I'm just kidding.
Michelle's holding up two pieces of foam on either side of the microphone. Are you trying to make like a little mini studio for yourself?
Oh, that's a good idea. Oh, hello.
We just go sit really close forward and record.
Sorry.
Dale soundproofed our studio for us, so if it sounds better, thank Dale.
Yeah, we have a studio now.
A studio. So now let's jump over to an international park. So this is kind of a bonus. I would change Walt Disney Studios Park that's in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably, it's the least attended Disney park, more than Hong Kong. It's just not great. I would retheme it. Now, this is not necessarily something that I love, but I think this would be popular. I would retheme it to Disney Animation, and I would have different lands. So there would be Princess Land, Mickey and Friends Land, Pixar Land, Heroes Land, and in Heroes Land, we'd have like Hercules, Big Hero 6, Mulan, Imagination Land, and that would be Peter and Alice, and then Animals Land, which would be like the Aristocats and like Robin Hood.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. So just retheme it to that. Have just celebrating Disney Animation because that needs to be celebrated more. But yeah, just imagine a whole land of princesses.
Yes.
You could have like the Beauty and the Beast ride there. You could have a Rapunzel thing there. You could have the princess meet and greets. Then you could go and have the Big Hero 6 roller coaster that I invented where you push his belly. And then like, but to me, Mulan shouldn't be with the princesses. She should be with the heroes.
Yeah.
And then like you could have a Hercules thing.
Or maybe she's in both.
Yes.
She's in her pretty.
She's the transition between the lands.
Ooh.
Yes. And yeah, you could have like a Pixar Pier type situation there or a land, something with Pixar there.
Right.
And then it just feels like a better fit and it has a greater theme. And then, yeah, the theme is just, and then there could be like a nighttime parade featuring Walt Disney and animation and blah, blah, blah.
And all that junk.
As opposed to right now, it's just kind of an amalgamation of like Remy. And then you could have the Ratatouille stuff there. And like the Crush's roller coaster could be in the Pixar section.
Yeah.
You just, you know, retheme it. Some light retheming.
I like it.
They just have to get rid of Tower of Terror, but.
Que sera, sera.
They could retheme that.
It's Heroes.
Oh.
And, I don't know. You could do an overlay.
You could do an overlay for sure. You could do Big Hero 6 saving you. You could do Hercules trying to like pick you up and throw you up in the air.
Yeah, like the heroes are working together.
Yeah. You could have like It would be cool if they had, like, an Avenger-style ride of Disney characters where it's, like, a couple of the characters together.
Yeah.
You could do Mickey's Runaway Train there, obviously, because that's, you know, the Mickey's and Friends section. Uh-huh. Just all sorts of ideas.
I like it.
So, if you could change, this is to the listener, let us know on our Instagram or email us if there's any lands that you would like to change. How would you change it? Did we get something wrong? Do you agree with us? Would you change something completely differently?
Do you want to give us money to start our Hamilton
overlay? Our Kickstarter for Hamilton overlay.
Yeah.
We need to start that. Somebody make a t-shirt of that.
Do it.
Michelle,
yes.
Where can they contact us if they want to let us know about the changes they would like to see?
They can do it on our Twitter, which our handle is 1313Harbor. Mm-hmm. On Instagram, our handle is 1313Harbor the podcast. And email is 1313HarborThePodcast@gmail.com.
We have a website, 1313HarborThePodcast.com, which Jenny is going to help us with in making it fancier. So it's not just... So hopefully we'll get our www back one
Hooray!
Day.
And then if you have time, if you mm-hmm. could please rate us on whatever platform you're listening to. And if you want to write a review, I ain't going to stop
you. I mean, please do. We'll give you high fives and I'll buy you a cookie if I see you.
Yeah. So
yeah. And we listen wherever you get your podcast. And then also, I'm actually really curious. Please email us or let us DM us or comment on our post. I just really want to know what you would change. And if you liked our changes, because this is a more interactive episode. This isn't a history as much. And all who come to this happy podcast, welcome!